2237.
Show of the new year for America tonight. Woohoo! 2011, baby. I'm going to make a bet with all of you. At least once or twice, you're going to write 2010 down somewhere. If not on a check, somewhere else you're going to put it. Because how many people walk around with checks? So frequently, we now use online banking or whatever that a lot of people barely even have checks. There are things you have to pay with. I think there are still a few things you pay with by check, but the problem is, because you hardly use it, you run out of the checks. You know, you get that empty box. Do you know what I'm talking about? The brick that comes in the mail. Ugh. It's good that things are done online, because what a waste that was. So my name's Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. One and the same, I guess, right? Coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. You know, you can always be a part of this. I don't care what your stripes are, as I'm fond of saying politically. Left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. Don't be afraid to step up and express. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. There's going to be a lot of expressing going on come Wednesday on the Hill as things will change. But what's that reality going to look like in Washington, D.C.? The House now goes to the Republicans, the Senate, the Democrats, but there are more Republican senators now. They picked up a few seats. Healthcare absolutely will be brought up, at least brought up in some committees this week in just a couple of days that they'll go into it in the Capitol. That's not the only thing. Remember, the budget is that temporary thing, the 10 weeks, so that's going to be something that's going to be discussed, too, I'm certain of. And then there are a slew of other things that matter to you and to me. One is the deficit, because the deficit is just so off the charts that you cannot keep ignoring. You cannot continue to ignore it, that the spending has got to stop, because there's when are you going to pay it back? Eventually, you got to pay the piper, and when is that time coming? And you cannot keep running amok and spending, 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 spending. You know, it's like the thing where, well, if I just keep spending, you know, it's like that crazy book, The Secret. If I just think that I'm going to win $1 million and I just put that in my head, I will win $1 million. Yeah, it's not going to disappear into the ether if something isn't attacked soon. So it's important. But like I said, healthcare is absolutely front and center. Whether the politics are going to be bipartisan or partisan, I think we go back to partisan politics. And the spending and healthcare, one and two, interchangeable. That's the discussion the next 3 days. As you know, we go to Washington each and every night on the show. We started doing that heading into the tail end of last year. We'll continue to do that, so we'll get the inside scoop, if you will, on what's happening. Here's Congressman Daryl Issa talking about some of what I just mentioned in his own words.
There is so much opportunity, but it's more of an accounting function than a legal function. It's more about the inspector generals than it is about lawyers in the White House. And the sooner the administration figures out that the enemy is the bureaucracy and the wasteful spending, not the other party, the better off we'll be.
As Republicans, our goal is to repeal what was done on a partisan basis, come back and do on a bipartisan basis real reform.
All right, real reform. So again, that is Issa, not Issa, Issa, the longtime congressman from California. And the conversation will be thick. It's interesting times. State of the Union address at the end of the month. We're taking the show on the road. We're going to be in Washington, D.C., talking about healthcare and our nation's capital and looking at all angles of healthcare. Is it going to be repealed? Maybe it'll be piece by piece. If you had to take out some of the pieces of healthcare, what would you take out? Well, we have a lot of people that listen to us in other places, whether it's Australia, whether it's Sweden, whether it's Central America. Believe it or not, we have people listening there. We have people listening to us in Spain. And not anybody that I've spoken to or even people that listen to us have a lot of great things to say about health care, the so-called free health care. Beware of the word free. Nothing is free. Our health care has not been billed as free, however. The biggest sticking point will be the mandatory individual health care mandate. So you don't get health care, you're going to get penalized. And it's going to be chicken with the fines versus what you have to pay in the premium. The insurance companies are already jacking up their premiums, so people are being affected by this. We know that a lot of people in California had outrageous jumps in their health insurance. I mean, I can tell you my own mother, who just retired, I guess a year and a half ago, 2 years max, she saw that her health care jumped up a lot. I want to say it was something like in the ballpark of $300 a month. So go figure. A lot of people are feeling the impact of the so-called revolution in our health care insurance. There is a problem. It needs to be addressed. The bill was a just get her done bill, and it's got a lot of problems in it. There are some things at work, like the pre-existing conditions. That makes sense. People get so jammed up on those, and it's not right when they go from one company to another where you can't move because what happens if this? And it's dicey at best, and especially for children, that's ridiculous. The thing that where you could keep children on your policies a little bit longer, that can be good because, let's face it, half the kids, even with college degrees that get out, are not getting great jobs. Now they can be on their parents' insurance for a while. That's a good thing. But then there are other tenets of this that are just not that are not good, and I think will end up hurting and costing people more than helping them. So let's go through this. Let's just get this done and do some fine-tuning, if you will. That's my take. Do some fine-tuning on health care reform. Not completely throw it out. And I don't believe that's what the Republicans' agenda is, to throw it out. It's to go through and pick out some of the things that just simply do not work. A couple of quick headlines for you. There was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that hit Chile. Remember back in February, they had one that was 8.8. Killed a lot of people. It was terrible. You saw the major damage that happened. In this case, luckily, central Chile, people were really shook up, ran into the streets. Of course, they have the memory of what happened in February just down the road in Concepcion. But this time, not a lot of damage and not a lot of people hurt. In fact, no reports of that. That's good. Not completely clear, because you still have to go through some of the houses and stuff, and there was a few crumbled buildings, but nothing like what happened to Concepcion. So a little bit different. Just scary, I think, for a lot of those people. All right, this is another big headline that we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the week, and it's the fact that the blizzard's gone, but now the New York City garbage is piled high to the sky in some places, and it stinks. The city's now paralyzed by trash. So they went from snowdrifts to trash. They have problems with the trash. Oh, the sanitation department. They are so in the news. Every day they're talking about it. What were they doing? Were they drinking beers for their bosses? Why didn't they clean up the snow? What happened? Now they've got overflowing bags of recyclable beer bottles and milk cartons stacked sky high. Nuts, I tell you. Hang with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Biblical proportions in Australia. Food and some other supplies are being sent to the major city, and police are increasing patrols in some of those evacuated regions because of the reports of looting. That's sad. Joining us now is my favorite Australian, Jack Alexander, who hails from actually one of the parts that of the country that's being flooded. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Kate, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, but so sad what's happening to your fellow countrymen. And we were talking about this before, 200 people and counting being affected. They're saying if you wanted to compare it on a map, somebody said to me today, and I think it was in one of the headlines I read, it's an area that's actually bigger than France and Germany combined. That's the,
well,
that's the region we're talking about.
A better way to compare it is it's an area of land about the size of the state of Texas.
Wow. Wow. So they have military planes, right? Is that right, that are they're flying in food and stuff?
The report that just came in, I was actually speaking with the mayor of Rockhampton, where I spent my teenage years growing up. I was speaking with him probably about an hour or so ago, and the southern highway between Brisbane, which is the state capital, down in the south, is now closed. So now they're having to fly food. There's some 15 pallets of food being flown to Mackay, which is another 400 kilometres north, and then trucked down because the airport is also now closed, but that northern highway is still open, so they're having to fly it that extra 400 kilometers north and then truck it down.
Oh, and is this because part of this is the fact that the rivers are just overflowing? They're just inundated, right?
Yeah, Yeah. I saw the headline that you saw calling this a flood of biblical proportions. I don't remember growing up there. I went through quite a few floods. There's certainly one large one, but not to this extent. It's truly massive.
Yeah, your prime minister was saying that they're trying to do whatever they can, or they're already thinking monetarily, we're going to have to come up with something. How about some low-interest loans to help these farmers? Because the farmers, this is big farming area, right?
Well, yeah, Rockhampton is known as the beef capital of the world, certainly of Australia, where all that nice prime Angus beef comes from. It's really being devastating to closer into the city. There's small hobby farms, weekend farm lots from for those people that wanted a bit of a tree change from city life. You sort of get out to around the Emerald Winton area, where sadly there was a loss of life. You're into the large cattle ranches. There's a couple of ranches out there that are truly massive. One of them's that size of the state of Colorado.
Wow. And what's the deal with the looting? Because now they're reporting looting.
Well, sadly, events like this bring out the worst in people. We had it here in February of 2009 with the wildfires down in the south. But the towns that are being evacuated, they're trying to control it by leaving a permanent population of police in town. But, sadly, these sorts of events, the scum always seems to float to the top.
Yeah, good way to say it. I mean, just terrible. We're seeing the photographs, and you see people in canoes and other cars that are submerged, and it's that bad in the areas that you just talked about. The northeast state of Queensland, that seems to be the biggest, and you compared it to, just imagine something that's just a little bit bigger than the state of Texas. So thousands and thousands of people have been forced to evacuate. And what's the forecast as far as rain is concerned?
They're still expecting more rain for the next couple of days. They're saying that the floods should start receding to some extent by the end of the week. But, it could be 10 to 14 days before it's to a level where most people can return to their homes, to what's left of their homes.
Yeah, no kidding.
And most of the central business district of Rockhampton is built right on the banks of the Fitzroy River. So basically, the city, if it keeps climbing at this rate, will be essentially shut down until that's cleared up.
Wow, terrible stuff. Well, Jack, thanks. Stay dry, my friend. I know you're not in that area, and certainly we wish the best of the people fighting that just terrible stuff. I hope that the rain, that forecast is wrong, and you don't get a lot of rain, and that it dries out eventually here, and these people can try to put everything back together. But terrible when you're dealing with these natural disasters. Thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it, Jack.
Okay.
All right, so as he was talking about in Rockhampton, the mayor, he's saying Mayor Brad Carter was warning that about 40% of the city would be affected by the water because it keeps surging, and that people would have to wait for at least 2 weeks before they went home. So you've got supermarket shelves that don't have any bottled water or food or any of that kind of stuff. Why? Because they have to stockpile it. You got waist deep water, my friends, waist deep. And it's been that way for a while now. To see these pictures in this video of officers that are in, thigh deep floodwaters, and then all this looting that supposedly is going on, it just sinks your spirit, I would think. And that's rough. It's anytime you're dealing with the flooding and you're dealing with a massive area that's flooded, and where are the people going to go and that whole thing. It's rough. It is really, really rough. I've been through a few things. I know I've talked about this before. I was in New York, 9/11, which didn't touch me. It touched me that there were people. There's one person I knew that was in the building but got out, one of the World Trade Centers. But the fact that I was in New York and watched the aftermath. But I was in a hurricane when I was young, and that was a bad hurricane. It ripped off a dock of our of a summer house where we were staying, but we were still okay. The streets were flooded and then it subsided. And I've been in a tornado, but that was a little bit from afar, not where I was actually in the house where it happened. So I can't imagine that feeling where your house is literally washed away, where your house is literally blown away in a hurricane or a tornado, and you have to start from scratch. I mean, you just have to deal with what's in front of you. And that's the case in Australia. You have the military planes that are dumping food. It's serious. It's serious because they're trying to get help to people, and they've got a couple people missing, and there's concerns over people maneuvering around the water, which is always a big deal, of course. All right, this was a big deal, and I mentioned this when we went to take a break, but the president signed the September 11th first responder bill into law, which is great because there is a cap on this, so it makes sense. And he said he was honored to provide aid to survivors of the September 11th attacks. It's about time. You should have said, it's about time we did something. Because what those firefighters, police, and first responders did, what they did was they risked their own life to go in and help somebody else and didn't think about it. So now this law hopefully will help some people because they'll have the money to get some of the treatments they need that they haven't had. You know, you're even talking police officers, construction workers, just think of anyone who responded. The official act is the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. Why? Because it was named after a cop who died of a respiratory disease that he got during the 9/11 rescue ops. So the bill was one of the last things that they passed before stepping away in December. As you know, it just becomes official with Obama signing it. And what happened was it wasn't looking good because at first some of the Republicans tried to stop it. Because, once again, it's for a good reason, but how do you pay for all this? They ended up dropping it after there was a compromise to reduce the cost, and that was good. It's like I said, the first time I ever agree with Chuck Schumer, I don't agree with him on very many things, but I definitely agreed with him on this. Him and Kristen Gillibrand was part of this too, and then even Senator Coburn from Oklahoma, and they were looking for $6.2 billion and to keep it open basically for 10 years. So that was the compromise, also the length, because someone's going to take advantage, come out of the woodwork, make up some cockamamie story, whatever, try to trump it up. You always have your bottom feeders. So this compromise, I think, was a good thing. And it now will help those who are in desperate financial need. I mean, you got to really champion this thing. You have to champion this for the people who didn't care about their own lives. They just went in with the hopes of helping somebody else. You got 16,000 responders and about 2,700 people that are near Ground Zero living there that are sick and getting treatment. So now they're finally going to get the help, some of them, that they need. Stay with us. Odds and Ends on the Flip.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do it till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
Time for a little odds and ends here on America Tonight. We're talking about health care. John Boehner wants to repeal health care. That's no secret. He's the new Speaker of the House on Wednesday. Everybody comes back. He thinks it could happen in the next few weeks. 242 Republican House votes are there, and some Democrats would mean they would have enough to block the president. They would have enough to override a presidential veto if that were the case. Even the House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair, Congressman Fred Upton, was very vocal on the Sunday shows. If you happen to catch any of those, he said that they have enough Democrats that there's no question that they think they're going to be able to repeal this puppy before the State of the Union, at least from the House side, because then it's different in the Senate. It's a different ballgame in the Senate, and that's crucial. But they say that the rollback effort is the key. That's the key to it, that some of this just won't fly. And if we have to go piece by piece, if we have to go after it that way, we are going to do it. This is going to be the testing ground for this new Congress. It is about health care, because that was the raging debate that got some of the newbies elected. Their stance on health care, on not liking the Obama bill, then that became law. Can you imagine if this gets repealed? What are the real chances of that? And there's two sides to this, and there's definitely some of what is included in the health care bill that became law that's worthwhile. But there's a lot that's just crap, and that's the problem with it. And the pre-existing conditions, that's a good thing. The idea that it's mandatory to have health care, not a good thing. not a good thing, because how much does that... See, the argument is, well, you know how much it's costing you because everybody doesn't have health care? But then I say, baloney to that. And what about the people that come in who are illegal and get the treatment that they get in the emergency rooms and whatnot? And trust me, it's not just a random thing we're throwing out. It's easy to check on those numbers from Parkland Hospital to Los Angeles to what they're doing in Philadelphia and their hospitals there. And it is costly. That's what's costly for the American taxpayers. So that's not in there anywhere. That's included in it. And there are a few other really sticky, I think, parts of healthcare and other things that got thrown into the healthcare bill that if you have to go piece by piece, then perhaps that's the way that it ultimately will come out on the other side. But it depends on what the Senate does, too. I do believe that the House will have enough votes, but I don't know. The Senate's a different story. Also part of odds and ends, New York City smells like trash. Why? Oh, there's a joke in this, I know. Because it hasn't been collected since the Christmas snowstorm, the day after Christmas when they got 20-plus inches. So bad is the trash, the guy tried to commit suicide. This also is not a joke. Jumped out of a ninth-story window, fell on trash, did not die. Because it stopped his fall, pretty much, from going splat on the ground. And it's that nasty that you've got stuff all over the streets in some areas, and the recyclable stuff, they're not even scheduled to pick that up yet. So once that's picked up, I guess the streets will smell a lot better. Another crazy thing, 1,000 dead birds fell from the sky in Arkansas. Did you hear about this story? I was looking at some site, and I saw that, and I glanced at, you know, they do those crawls on whenever you're flipping around. And what a freaky, weird thing that is. So what is the... What are the thousand birds? Why are they falling from the sky? Is it a movie trick? Is it The Birds Part 2? Alfred Hitchcock in the making? A young Alfred Hitchcock? No. It could be because of New Year's Eve celebrations are saying, you know, in some places where they shoot guns into the air and it scares the bejesus out of the neighbors and everybody else. Well, they were blackbirds that fell out of, they say, off the sky off Wynwood Drive, and it's in a place called Beebe, and really just dead birds all over the place. So somebody's got to pick up the dead birds. Or there's also a chance, if it wasn't from the New Year's celebrations, they're saying that, and they're going to have to pick them up because environmentally, of course, you don't want that. You've got dead birds between houses. They got to climb up into roofs with hazmat suits and masks on. I mean, it's that bad. If you saw the pictures of it, just picture your house, your driveway littered with dead birds. And you're trying to back out of your driveway. Not a great sight, is it? And it's about a mile stretch where the birds fell. And they're thinking that also they could have been confused and the startled or spooked by the fireworks is probably the best explanation. Or somebody said it could be, it's not poisoning, they don't think it's that, but it could have been some other toxin. Well, that wouldn't make me feel good if I lived in that area. Birds that are dead from a mile stretch, it could be some poisonous toxins in the air. Great! Or it could be the fact that your redneck neighbors unloaded their guns and scared the birds so they fell dead. And unfortunately, they landed in your driveway, on your house, on your front lawn. Oh, Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're sitting there and all of a sudden 20 birds fall, you know, on your porch. You know, you go, wow, I didn't know you'd been this way, you know. Crazy. But, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Not just me, but from all your fans out there, you know. We are truly blessed to have somebody who is not afraid to put out there that she will take any call from anybody.
And that's, any call that's, from anyone. Any boob on the planet, I'll take the call, Tomas.
and you take it correct, too, which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Toll free.
That's right. Toll free, baby.
Now this thing with New York and the $6 billion to the cops and the firemen and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like it. First of all, you know, if you're a cop you know, you get shot. It's not like they said, dude, you're going to have to take the bullet out because, you know, it's not our bad. No, I mean, you got full coverage, man. And you chose that job. You volunteered to put your life on the line today in New York. I mean, the last thing you're worried about is air pollution. You're worried about lead pollution in your body, you know?
Well, I agree that people are worried about getting shot, and you're right that they have protection for that. But here's the problem. You had the head of the EPA saying it was okay. The dust down there wasn't bad. It wasn't harmful to the people that were going down. And I think that was dead damn wrong. Christine Whitman really blew it. Wherever that information was coming from, that was wrong. So you had people. I mean, I was there. I saw it. I lived it. And I saw the firemen relentless in their pursuit of trying to do whatever they could. And the construction workers, the same thing. And I think, you know what, there's just a time, normally I would agree with you. And remember, they cut this money back. They reduced the cost. So they kept the fund only for a decade. It was a crazy amount. I would have agreed with that. It was a crazy amount they originally wanted. So they considerably cut back on this, Tomas. And I think you can't turn your back on these people. I mean, so they reduced it to $4 billion or whatever. And this is the deal. It's going to be paid with. That's telling a paper with a fee on some of the foreign companies that get U.S. government contracts. So it doesn't come out of taxpayers' pockets. It's the foreign companies that are going to end up paying for this little portion of it. They're paying for it. So there's no harm, no foul, I think, in this one.
Well, I first of all, I stand by what I said. But what about the people who do not elect to put their lives on the line? I mean, there's 10 million people in New York that were breathing that stuff. I mean, there's millions of people in the Bronx, millions of people, all right, not 20,000, millions of people who live there, and all the poor people and even the rich people, they had to breathe that. They couldn't just leave and go to Pennsylvania. Who's going to – now, if the cops and the firemen get $1 billion and they volunteered to go into that, what about the people who did not? You're talking – I can't believe there's not lawyers out there going, well, then what about our people?
Well, there are people that all the people in ground that lived around ground zero, they go in for testing, whatever, and they have that. If they've got the asthma, the sinus problems, all that exposure, then they would get money, too, because they're included in it. So there are people included in it. Not if you or I happen to live in Jersey and we walked through the Bronx a couple of times or we went down to ground zero, but people who are in that area, just the regular Joe Schmoes, like you said, the poor person who lives down the block, they would be covered. How many people are ill, though, and all that stuff, who knows? I mean, and trying to link it to the Trade Center dust is tough. That's the reason why. They don't know if they've got fatal illnesses like cancer. That's why they also capped the amount to just a decade. That's it, for fear that other people would try to take advantage.
Hey, well, you know, I just had to throw that out there. Sometimes we're going to agree and sometimes we're not.
I agree. Right? I agree. That's good. Healthy disagreement. A healthy disagreement, my friend. Hey, Happy New Year to you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. See, Republicans were worried that it's going to put a strain on the economy, and I agree. But the fact is, you saw what I mean, you heard what I said about where the money's coming from. And because of the EPA, I think, disgustingly, I don't know why, not really testing the dust or waiting to test the dust or what was the deal, and giving the high sign that, oh, don't worry, it's okay to breathe the air, and then people dying and people sick beyond all belief in their early 30s, it doesn't make sense. There are definitely people that have been affected by it. That's why some Republicans jumped ship and agreed that it has to be, you know, it has to be covered. So I think in this case, that's what I said. It's a rare moment that I agree with Schumer. I agree. And they compromised because originally it was much more money than what was passed. It was passed for $4 billion. And also it's got provisions, by the way, should have mentioned this to Tomas, for accounting of how the money gets spent. Ooh, accountability. That's a new one. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
The new year, as I mentioned earlier, brings the picking up of dead birds off of their roofs and lawns. That happened in Beebe, Arkansas. Carcasses all over the place. Red-winged blackbirds, to be exact, that fell from the sky. And that town's like in central Arkansas. Might be because of all the people that took their shotguns out and decided they were going to really ring in the new year. And in doing that, they scared the birds to death, literally. The new year also brought the signing of the 9/11 first responders bill, which you might think is a bogus thing, a good thing, or you'd say, like Tomas, well, there's just so many people, and why should it be the people that are covered from the police to other first responders? Why should they get more money? Valid concern, but I think that they came up with a good compromise and also had a cap on the years, because originally there wasn't a cap on the years. So I think it's a thumbs-up deal. I was in New York. I saw what happened, and they were given it all clear. So shame on the EPA, and I think the government in this case should pay. You might disagree. Throughout the digits, 800-259-5791. Here's another big deal ringing in the new year. How many of you, raise your hand, oh, I can see with my infrared glasses throughout the world, actually, on this one. How many of you, I haven't even said the question yet, how many of you, when you're searching for plane tickets, go to, like, Expedia, Travelocity, Cheap Tickets, whatever. Well, check this out. Expedia is not going to sell American airline tickets anymore. Did you hear the story? They stopped selling them because there's been this big dispute about pricing between American and travel websites. You know why? Because usually the American flights are so much more expensive than if you just go to one of the travel websites. You'll definitely get it cheaper. Listen, I travel all the time, enough that I check the websites, and occasionally you can go to the American website and find an economy ticket, but it's rare. Certain days, of course, when you fly, and if you get there in time, I'm not saying you can never get it, but if you look at Priceline or Kayak or any of the other ones, you probably have a much better chance of finding a good deal. And let's face it, sometimes you're wrapping it into a hotel or a car, and of course it's usually much better then. So American Airlines is saying it wants to sell more tickets through its own website. They have a crappy website and having its flights listed on Expedia and stuff, they say is costly because they have to pay commission every time people search for a certain flight or they book a trip or whatever. Boy, I'd love to see the percentages there. I bet their website, it's like a dead doormat. I bet you there's not too many people that book directly with American. Because let's face it, most savvy travelers, and this is why we have Bob Diener on a lot. We have him on maybe once a month or every 7 weeks or whatever from GetARoom.com because he can tell you. I put him on for the hopes that somebody out there who wants a shot at going somewhere where it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg, they're going to get a chance to do it. And it's like he says, that's what you do. He's talking about the tricks of rooms even, but even with the flights. So Expedia's removal of American Airlines, this has been a month-long bickering dispute between a whole bunch of different websites. So American Airlines pulled its flights from Orbitz because they said customers can buy it from American and they don't have to pay as much for it. No, I don't agree. And now it's Expedia. I wonder what's going to happen. Expedia says that they can't support efforts that they think are fundamentally bad for travelers. Wow. I love this stuff, this bickering back and forth. So it's like Southwest Airlines. They have you ever tried to go to Southwest Airlines? Well, first of all, unless there's certain points where you're going from point A to point B where you can get those good flights. But a lot of times if you're stuck in an area where you have to take a third leg, it costs you more than it would on American or some of the others. So bottom line is they're saying that they can offer more things like hotel and flight deals and all this other stuff if you get purchased directly from them. So here's what the scoop is. They realized that they were being scooped by Expedia and Orbitz and everybody else because they were getting more business and they were having to pay them for the flights. They were having to pay, like I said, that commission. They realized that everyone from Priceline and their brothers on down were getting better deals for people and nobody was really buying from American. That's the thing. Matt, you've gone on a few flights. You had a last year for your birthday, you went with your buddies to Phoenix. And don't you, so you were, I'm sure you were looking for the cheapest deal. That's what everyone's doing. They're looking for the cheapest, best deal they can get. I'm sure you surfed those sites, didn't you?
Yeah, I checked them out a couple of times, but I usually end up getting them from the airlines themselves just because it's, sometimes it ends up being cheaper, and then you can get your miles with it as well. But my recent experiences with the current airline that's the hub in Minneapolis, I'm probably going to look for the cheapest flight from now on.
Yeah, it's the cheapest flight. That's what you're looking for, the cheapest flight. And see, I have the opposite. This past year, I went on eight different flights. And none of them were cheaper on American Airlines' site because I checked. Of course I checked. So the airlines are just trying to cut out the middleman is what they're trying to do. They don't want to have to pay. That's the deal. They figure they can just, you know, put up their own stuff. And some people, you know what, some people complain, though. Some people complain about Expedia or Orbitz or whatever because they say the schedule's not great, or their airline assignment was screwed up when they booked the flight. It said they were getting XYZ seat, and then they really didn't get it. But that's kind of a big deal, I think, because it just signals the middleman's being cut out. And so what does that mean? More collusion? Is it really going to mean cheaper flights? We'll see. Maybe for the first 6 months. And then it's going to go back to the same old, is what I believe. Hey, no more Governor Schwarzenegger, because now the new year, now you've got some new faces as far as the governors are concerned in a lot of different states. But Schwarzenegger, who was, you know, because he was the Terminator and the movie star and all that stuff, he's done. So 7 years in politics. Boy, that was a fast 7 years, wasn't it? Now, will he go back to films? Does he go on the speaker's circuit? Does he stay political? Does he, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't jump back into acting. I bet you that he does that. I bet he ends up doing some kind of movie or something like that. He probably a mixture of things, or he does some corporate thing, you know, whatever. He left with a much smaller crowd or fanfare than he did when he came in to Sacramento, because the people in California were furious about what the state of California is in. And Schwarzenegger passed up his salary, though, in his 2 terms. He would have gotten $174,000. He didn't do that. It wasn't about money. They say he dumped at least $25 million in direct and indirect payments into 2 campaigns for governor and some other political ventures. So that's not a small amount of money. He, at one point in his life, was getting pretty big bucks from the movies. So I'm thinking he's probably going to do something in the movie business, probably, and mix it up with other things. Either way, he's out. He's done. And now Jerry Brown is the guy who steps in. Boy, you go from, imagine that, you're California. You go from Schwarzenegger to Jerry Brown. And Jerry Brown, good luck trying to figure out all that ails California, because it's pretty brutal. Speaking of states and changes and whatnot, as part of quickly here of odds and ends, a lot of new laws kicked into effect across some states, including Kentucky was part of this. There was a handful of states. Now, if you're texting and you're driving, it's a fine. If they catch you doing that, it's a $50 fine, and then it escalates from there. So if you're driving down in Lexington, Kentucky, or Louisville, or wherever, and you decide you're going to text somebody and they catch you doing it, the cops pull you over, $50 fine. If it's the second offense, it goes on like that. And it's not just in Kentucky. There were at least 2 dozen states that are going to have that same law about texting. I wonder how many people actually get caught texting, though. That'd be pretty tough, because you could just, you know, you have the iPhone, just throw it next to you, get pulled over, and you do that, what is it, 30-second cleanup time, whatever it is you have in your car, you're worried about the cops seeing, so immediately the phone, that goes underneath the seat next to you. Something like that, right?
Worse! How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan! We're at the threshold of hell!
Look what you did, you little jerk!